Hey, what is up? Welcome to this Mindset and Motivation Monday episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast. As always, I'm your host, Brian Lofermento, and I'm excited about this one. We're going to get personal. We're going to talk about you. We're going to talk about the one habit that you must develop to go to a whole new level that you've never reached in your personal and professional life. I'm so excited about this one. Let's dive in. All right, so this is an episode that I feel is long overdue. I actually think this could be the most important mindset topic that we could talk about as entrepreneurs, because one of my favorite quotes of all time is, "You are confined only by the walls that you build yourself." And that is so true for us as entrepreneurs. It's so true for us as humans. I mean, you don't have to be an entrepreneur to really resonate with what we're talking about here in today's episode. But I will tell you, this is such a simple concept, but it's so deserving of its own entire dedicated episode, because it's something that we all struggle with, and it's something that we all slip back into this bad habit if it's not top of mind. Now, the reason why I call it a habit is because the more that you do this, the more natural it becomes, and the more you'll start doing it, and it is so important. And I'll tell you, when it comes to my entrepreneurial journey, this took entrepreneurial maturity to learn this lesson and to really master this habit. And I'm not to say I always am incredible when it comes to this habit, but I definitely have developed this habit, and I have a pretty good knack of sticking to this habit. So I want to share it with you here on today's episode. So obviously I preface this episode with that awesome quote, which is, "You're only confined by the walls that you build yourself." And I want to talk about you, and particularly in this episode, I want to talk about how you treat yourself. This is so important. Let's talk about how you treat yourself, because the one habit, and stick around, even though I tell you the habit, I want you to listen to the logic behind this. Because I'm going to take it in two different directions, and both of these directions apply to you. So the habit is, I want you to learn to be kind to yourself. I want you to learn to be kind to yourself. Why do I say this? Here's the two directions. The first direction is, we are so good at being kind to others. We're so good at watching that YouTube video and saying, "Gosh, that person's legit. Their stuff is incredible. Their production value is amazing. The content is amazing. They're so good on camera. They're so good at speaking. They're so good at articulating their thoughts." It's so easy to lavish them with praise and put yourself down at the same time. And I don't know why we do that to ourselves. We always put ourselves lesser than the people that we're seeing on TV, than the people that we're seeing on our computer screens. But the reality is, you're special too. You've got abilities, you've got knowledge, you've got experiences, you've got insights, you've got perspectives that nobody else on the planet can provide. And I've said this on the podcast a million times before, which is, when I wrote my book, for example, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, when that came out in 2015, some people were saying to me, "Brian, aren't there already a ton of books on entrepreneurship already?" And absolutely. But the reality is, nobody had ever written a book about entrepreneurship like I could. Nobody's had my exact entrepreneurial experiences. Nobody's had my life experiences. Nobody has my perspectives. Nobody grew up the way that I grew up. I've got a different take on the world. And so I recognized in that moment, trust me, after years of trying to develop this habit of being kind to myself, I realized I too have a story to tell. And I put that story in the book, Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur, which, by the way, has been read all over the world in all 50 states by thousands and thousands of people. And it's changed the lives of so many people. Just go ahead and go to my website, read the reviews of the book, or pick up a free copy for yourself at thewantrepreneurbook.com, or just go to imetbrian.com and you'll see a link to get a copy of the book for free. imetbrian.com. I'll sign it. I'll personally mail it out to you. So make sure you go ahead and pick up a copy of Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur. But this isn't about Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur. I want to talk about you being kind to yourself, because like we talked about, it's easy to lavish others with praise without at the same time recognizing your abilities. You can lavish others with praise and at the same time recognize your own worthiness of praise, your own worthiness of attention, your own worthiness of achievement. But as entrepreneurs, we don't do that all the time. And that's why I want to bring it top of your mind. Every single time you see another entrepreneur, you see their Facebook ads, you see their YouTube videos, you see them pop up in your email inbox, I want you to start recognizing they're awesome, but you know what? I'm equally awesome, and I'm more than capable of doing what they're doing. I'm more than capable of impacting people the way that they're impacting people, and I need to make that a reality because I'm me, and I deserve that, and the people who I'm meant to serve, they deserve that. They deserve me. Be kind with your own self-praise. And being kind to yourself goes way beyond just praise. It means being kind to yourself in those moments where you're not your best. In those moments where you think to yourself, gosh, I need a reset. I need to just take a break. I need to unwind because I'm not at my best. Be kind to yourself. Give yourself that opportunity. What would you do if somebody came to you and they said, gosh, I wish I could insert your name here. I'll just use my own name. Gosh, Brian, I'm not feeling at my best. Man, I'm just not feeling up to it. I'm in a funk. Things are going wrong right now. I need someone to turn to. I need some time off. I just need to have some fun. Now, what would you do to that person? You would probably be kind to them. You would tell them good things. You would remind them of how awesome they are. You would do so many things to make them feel good about themselves. And shout out to Ishmael all the way in Egypt who's tuning in live. So if you don't know, I often live stream these episodes on my personal Facebook. Ishmael said, I'm unbelievably harsh on myself. And Ishmael is just one of millions, or actually billions. He's one of 7 billion people that is harsh on themselves. We're all harsh on ourselves. But the truth is, we'd be so kind to that fictional character that I just gave you an example of, who came up to us and said, I just need to have some fun. I need to unwind. I need to be happy again. We'd be kind to them. So when we are in those funks, why are we not that kind to ourselves? We have to be. Ishmael, you know it. You have to be. Ishmael, I could remind you of a million things that you're incredible at. Literally a million. And every single time you post on your Facebook, I see your personal posts on Facebook. Other people comment. They say, you're the man. You're incredibly talented. You've got an incredible perspective on the world. To use Ishmael as one more example, Ishmael once commented on one of my posts. And one of my friends, who's an incredible business owner, who's actually sold a franchise location before, he commented and he said, Ishmael, this is brilliant. Can I share this on my own personal Facebook? So those of us who are harsh on ourselves so often are the ones who have so much to share. And we're harsh on ourselves because we hold ourselves to a high standard, which is why it's important, even when we've got those, actually, especially when we've got those high standards, to be kind to ourselves. Which leads me to the second angle that I want to talk about in today's episode, which is one way that we as entrepreneurs are not always kind to ourselves is we weaponize our goals on ourselves. And it's still January, so I'm still talking about goals. I'm still talking about New Year's resolutions. It's a hot topic, particularly in January of every single year. And I don't like goals for a lot of reasons. I don't like goals. I don't like 10-year plans. I've got different perspectives on that. And definitely listen to the most recent episodes so that you can see my take on goals and what I think is actually better to commit to than just goals. Hint, actions. That's what I would prefer for you to commit to. But let's talk about goals. My biggest beef with goals is this, is that so often, because we're not kind to ourselves, we weaponize those goals against ourselves. And so we set ourselves a goal of, I want to make $10,000 a month this year, or even on a day-to-day basis. We weaponize our to-do list against ourselves, and we say, I want to get this done, and this done, and this done, and this done. And guess what? We don't get them done. We don't get those things done. And instead of being kind to ourselves and saying, you know what? We got this done instead, and we are this much closer to being able to do that, and we really simmered on that so that we could do our best versions of that goal or that task we have to do. Instead of being kind like that, we're harsh on ourselves, and we say, oh my gosh, another day goes by, another week goes by, another month goes by, another year goes by, and I didn't accomplish my goals. I did not accomplish my goals. And we weaponize that, and we hold ourselves, we are harsh on ourselves because of that fact, instead of being kind. Again, let's use a complete stranger as an example. What if a stranger came up to you and said, this year I did not accomplish my goals. It was a tough year. And instead of the goals, I had all these life experiences and this went wrong and this happened and I didn't do my goals. What would we do in that moment? We would be so kind to that person. We'd say, yeah, but you had this experience and you grew as a person and you went through this and now your perspective has changed, which is going to allow you to do this on an even bigger scale and allow you to do it even more meaningfully and allow you to go even closer in the direction of your ultimate dreams. We would be so kind to that person, but for some reason, we're not kind to ourselves. And so that's the topic of today's episode, is when you don't do the things you want to do. If it's because you needed a mental health break, you took a day off, you listened to your favorite music, or you ate a big carton of cookies, or whatever it is that you do to bring yourself back to full capacity, recognize, be kind to yourself and say, I took care of myself today. I prioritized me, and in doing so, I am becoming a better person, and in doing so, I am increasing my capacity to serve others, because you can't pour from an empty cup. If your cup is not full of water, you cannot give other people water. You cannot pour from an empty cup, and that's why we need to start being kind to ourselves. Entrepreneurs, we have got the tendency of making these to-do lists, of making all of these big grandiose goals, but in doing so, and I'm not saying don't do those things, and I'm not saying don't hold yourself accountable, and I'm not saying don't move forward, and I'm not saying don't take action, I'm saying be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself in your high moments, celebrate your wins, be kind to yourself in your low moments. They're equally important, both of them. Recognize yourself, applaud yourself, pat yourself on the back in the great moments and in the low moments. Because I'll tell you what, if you don't, who will? It's an important thing to understand as a person and also as an entrepreneur, is that if you're not kind to yourself, other people won't be kind to you. So be kind to yourself. It's the big message on today's podcast episode. And I hope in those moments where you're feeling low, I hope in those moments where you're feeling challenged, I hope in those moments where you're feeling like a big loser, or you're feeling like a waste of space, or you're feeling like a procrastinator, think of this episode. And just think of this simple concept. Be kind to myself. Be kind. We would do it for everybody else. Why not do it for ourselves? That's it for me in today's episode. I'm gonna keep it that simple today. I'm not gonna get into anything overly complicated, but I do want to invite you, if you and I are not connected on my personal Facebook just yet, go to Facebook, search for Brian Lofermento. Definitely add me as a friend or follow me. I do live stream so many of these episodes. So if you want to see them live on video and you want to comment like Ishmael did in today's episode, just add me on Facebook or follow me. I love live streaming these on video. So typically I do them at night. If you just want to lay in bed and watch a live episode of the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast, I also upload these videos to YouTube afterwards. So go to YouTube and also search Brian Lofermento and you can see these podcast episodes on video, which I've heard from a lot of people. Not everyone is a podcast listener, so to speak. So if you do prefer to tune in on video, just go to YouTube and search for Brian Lofermento. There's a lot more stuff coming this year. There is so much stuff coming this year, and you're going to see so many new angles, so many different perspectives that we haven't talked about as entrepreneurs. But the message that I hope you get from today's episode is be kind to yourself. That's it. I'll see you as always every Monday, Wednesday, Friday here on the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Wantrepreneur to Entrepreneur podcast with your host, Brian Lofermento. For show notes and to get a free copy of Brian's book, visit us online at thewantrepreneurshow.com.